A commission appointed by the French government has called for a ban on what it calls conspicuous religious symbols worn in public schools. That would include large crucifixes, Muslim headscarves, and Jewish skullcaps. At the same time, the commission recommends that the Islamic feast day Eid al-Fitr and the Jewish Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, be made official school holidays. The government panel was put together to address the question of secularism in France, how to preserve the separation of church and state. Patrick Vey was one of the 20 members of the commission. He's a professor of history at the Sorbonne and author of the book What is a Frenchman? History of French Nationality Since the Revolution. Mr. Vey, what are the pressures inside France that led to this commission in the first place?
Well, we have about 6 or 7% of Muslim in the French society, mainly coming from our former colonial empire, I mean North Africa. And, of course, there is a need of adaptation from both sides. First of all, the French society and the French state has to give the Muslim as a community the same rights than the rights already given to other communities. But on the other hand, there is a need to respect what is very important in French secularism. We said liberté de conscience.
Freedom of conscience, sure.
Okay. So what we have noticed is that in many schools, the young girls who don't wear the scarf are under very strong pressure. It is creating a lot of clannish division, conflicts, and so we have considered that there is a need to act.
Do you have any concern, which has been expressed by some groups there in France, that by banning these symbols, whether it's a headscarf or a skullcap, if you make those illegal, you stigmatize it and you potentially make it more disruptive than it already is?
We feel that the majority of the girls and of the family will be released, that the law forbid the scarf, because then they can tell the group who pressure them, well, we would have liked to do it, but the law forbid it.
So you're saying it frees them up in a way?
Exactly.
You do run the risk, I suppose, that if the scarves are banned in public schools, that there will be the creation of separate Islamic schools, and you'll end up possibly with a more fractured country than you already have.
No, because we don't want to be hypocrites. The Muslims have the right to have Muslim schools, as you have already Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish school. It's part of the normalization of the Muslim community as permanent citizen in the country.
Your commission recommended many things. One of them is the ban on these religious symbols in schools.
Yes.
But at the same time, officially making a certain Jewish holiday and a certain Islamic holiday official holidays within the school calendar.
Yes.
How are those two things reconciled?
Well, it's exactly coherent with our principles of which has been set in 1905. In 1905, metropolitan France has no Muslim community. The Jews were only 0.2%. Now, France has the largest Jewish community in Europe, the largest Muslim community, and the largest Buddhist community. So there is a need of adaptation, of recognition of this religious diversity.
Well, Mr. Vey, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Speaking with us from Paris, Patrick Vey, one of the members of the French government's Commission on Secularism. President Jacques Chirac will announce next week whether he will go ahead and seek a law that bans headscarves in schools.